And now the game where people who have won big have the chance to win very, very small. It's called Not My Job. For 13 seasons, RuPaul's Drag Race has given aspiring drag queens a chance to hit the big time under the tutelage of the greatest supermodel of the world. And aficionados of the show say that no champion matches Simone, winner of the most recent season, for style, beauty, talent, and sheer glam. We are delighted to have her with us. Simone, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, y'all. Thank y'all for having me.
It is an absolute joy to have you. Congratulations on the big win.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm on cloud nine. Still up there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got to ask first, what has it been like since you won? I mean, I'm assuming it's like Miss America and you have to like go places and make appearances.
Yes, very that. Everywhere, everyone wants to talk to me. Everyone wants a piece of Simone. It's been great. It's lovely.
That's why you got into this.
Exactly. I've never been so wanted in my life.
I want to get to your origin story first. Yeah. You grew up in Arkansas. So was there a big drag scene in Arkansas when you were growing up there?
Yes and no. Like in Little Rock, it was a pretty good drag scene, but it was very pageant, as you could probably imagine. And so not really my gig, but I learned a lot from the girls, but that wasn't my path.
What do you mean pageant?
Pageant, it's like, you know, very like it, like there is a gay Miss America, there is a gay US of A, like it's like a pageant and girls go and they compete, there's swimwear, there's, you know, the Q&A, like it's a pageant, but with drag queens, honey.
Right. And what was the version that you were more attracted to?
I wanted to be a model, a woman. I mean, sure. For lack of a better term, that's what I wanted. It was a lot of money for a 1 out of 50 chance of winning.
Right. You just wanted to skip right to the part you get when you win and just be the star.
Yeah. Very that.
And tell me about like Simone as a character. Where did she come from?
I would say Simone is me. I would say Simone is who I didn't let myself be when I was a kid. You know,
sure.
Very, very expressive, very just happy, effervescent, if you will, and just happy to be here. Gorgeous, stunning.
Ow, all of that goes without question. If only all our listeners could be on
you
Zoom
are
with you.
Gorgeous here. And stunning.
Thank you.
Was it a process of evolution to find your look and your persona, or is it just there for you?
Oh, God, yes. At first, I kind of was just like, I just want to do drag, you know, and I don't really care about what I look like. I just want to be on stage and I just, you know, want to feel happy. And then I kind of got to a point of like, okay, I had to figure out who I was really and really like dig down deep and find my passions. And it was definitely a process because, honey, I used to wear tights and the foundation did not match the tight. The foundation didn't match the body. So there were three different shades going on. Hey.
And of course, I want to talk about the show Drag Race, which is amazing. It's a competition show, but there are various things going on that are
absolutely
unique to it. But the show, if I understand correctly, the show often ended with a lip sync battle.
Yeah.
Between two of the contestants, and the loser had to leave.
Had to leave. She had to go home, pack her bag, get out.
And I watched maybe three of them from this last season just in a row. It was unfair. I mean, there was some poor person
having to listen against me, the Ebony Enchantress. No, it is kind of unfair, isn't it?
It was absolutely unfair. I mean, it's like this drag queen is lip syncing this song, and you're over here, and it's like, oh, you're actually singing it. It was just, it was.
I have no idea how many people say that to me. They're like, you know, there's lip syncing, but it looks like those words are literally coming out of your mouth. And I'm like, I don't know what it is. I've always been able to do it. It's a gift for sure. It is a gift that I do have.
All right. As I think I have made clear, intentionally or not, I am somewhat new to the world of drag, and I wanted to ask you about some drag lingo that I have no idea what any of this means.
Okay.
Snatched.
Snatched. That means that one of two things, actually. Some girls, they are snatched. You know, like the makeup is good, the makeup is there, your face is beat. Another word for beat, really. Or you could be snatched in the sense of, you know, some girls, they'll tape back your temples for and you'll be snatched. So you could, the makeup can be snatched and then you can literally be snatched in the face.
Right. Oh, I see. So, but snatched is good.
Snatched is good.
Just to let you know, when you said snatched is like beat, it helped me not at all. But let's okay. But just so you know what you're dealing with. What does serving face mean?
Serving face. So serving face means kind of like you are beat and you're giving it to the camera like so. You're just serving face, darling. Giving them all the Everything wow. that's here.
You just served Peter so much face that he's going to have to take some of it to go.
Right.
To go.
And the last one, and this is a word I know, but I'm told it has a special meaning in your world, which is sickening.
Sickening. Sickening. Yes. Sickening. No. It is. It's just so good that I'm literally having a reaction to it so visceral that it's sickening. I'm just so sickened by what you're serving me right now.
Okay.
You know, we gays, we dramatic, honey. So every so we'll just sick of this. We'll say this is sickening, darling. I'm just so sickened by what you're doing.
I wanted to ask you about another element of RuPaul's show, which I was amazed by, which is the snatch game.
Yes, the all-time the challenge, darling.
Right,
everyone
and
loved.
And this, of course, was meaningful to me because I think I'm RuPaul's generation, and I remember the old match game that it's based on. But could you describe it?
So, Snatch Game is a game on RuPaul's a challenge on RuPaul's Drag Race where you come in and you do your best celebrity impersonation. Of you get to choose, but you have to be in character. You have to make RuPaul laugh. Usually, you're trying to be comedic and accurate.
Right,
that's the goal.
What celebrities did you do?
I did Harriet Tubman.
Wow.
What?
Right?
What?
I did Harriet Tubman. I did. I was like, what can I go in there and do that they are not going to expect? Harriet Tubman.
So they're doing, people are doing like celebrities.
Celebrity, yes.
And you come in as Harriet. Did you have like the whole Civil War era?
I had on the garb. I drew some lines on my face. I had a headscarf on. I was giving it to you.
Wow.
Yes.
And were you a funny Harriet Tubman or a serious?
I like to think so. I made RuPaul laugh, so that was the challenge, and I succeeded.
It is a delight to talk to you, Simone, but we have invited you here to play a game we're calling
Lip Sync Meet Fix Sync.
Oh, child.
You are brilliant, as we discussed, at the fine art of lip syncing, so we thought we'd ask you about kitchen sinks and the people who fix them, that is, plumbers.
All right, let me see what knowledge I got up in this knowledge.
There you go. So if you answer 2 out of 3 questions correct about the plumbing arts, you will win our prize. One of our listeners, the voice of anyone they choose for their voicemail. Bill, who is Simone playing for?
Grace Jensen of San Francisco, California.
All right, here's your first question. Plumbers are on call 365 days a year, but one South Florida plumber had an emergency call on Thanksgiving. Why? A, a homeowner didn't know what to do with her turkey carcass, so she flushed it down the toilet. B, apparently the guy was a hunk and somebody needed the date for their family's Thanksgiving. Or C, as the customer put it, quote, my brother-in-law is coming over and I need you on standby.
Oh, I'm going to go with B.
You're going to go because that makes sense. That like some guy, he needed a date.
He needed a date. And I was like, I'll call a plumber.
The plumber will come. I like your thinking, but in fact, it was A, that the homeowner had this turkey carcass, didn't know what to do with it.
You're
flushed
kidding.
Flushed down the toilet. This is not a problem. Just like on RuPaul's Drag Race, you might have screwed up, but you still have a chance to win it all. Next question. Plumbers sometimes have hidden talents beyond just unclogging your drain, as proven by a plumber in Alaska who did what? A, invented ranch dressing. B, personally mothered an orphan flock of herons. Or C, he was the first and only male soprano at the Juno Lyric Opera.
I'm going to go with C.
You're going to go with that. You know, I'm just going to say that's just too straightforward for our show.
The answer has been hidden to you so far, but you may find it.
Hidden Valley. So A, was it the ranch?
Yes, it was.
It was the ranch.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
he invented ranch dressing.
Wow.
Last question. If you get this right, you win. Roy Regal was the name of a plumber who passed away in 2017, and he so loved his job that he requested what as a tribute? A, that instead of a typical funeral, his body should be fed down a garbage disposal. B, that the Roto-Rooter company change its name to Roto-Roy Regal. Or C, that his ashes be flushed in the toilets of every Major League Baseball stadium.
I hope it's that one.
Live your dream.
So I'm going to say C.
That's exactly right. Yes.
That's it?
It's it. Wow. That's what he did. He was a big baseball fan, and according to his best friend, that mission of having some of his ashes flushed in a toilet in every one of the 30 baseball stadiums, Major League, was accomplished.
Wow. Yeah. Good for him.
Isn't it great? Bill, how did Simone do in our quiz?
What a winner. She got 2 out of 3, and that means you have snatched it away.
Yes, Bill, yes.
Simone is a drag icon, activist, and the most recent winner of RuPaul's Drag Race. Simone, congratulations on everything. You are fabulous and deserving, and thank you so much for being on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell
Me. Thank you guys so much for having me. I had such a great time.
Thanks a lot. Take care, Simone.
You guys, too. Have a good day. Congratulations, you're number one.